This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to moves in California to set up a structure to deliver economic reparations for slavery, if reparations were ever approved by state lawmakers. A state senator named Stephen Bradford has introduced a bill to set up a reparations agency, but that's the administrative part. Actually approving the idea of reparations would be a separate law, and only a handful of local governments have ever done this. And only 3 in 10 adults say descendants of people enslaved in the U.S. should get compensation, according to a Pew study from 2021. But there are other forms of redress gaining attention. Reporter Lee Hawkins has the latest part of our series this week.
While California lawmakers are gearing up to debate a bill on reparations, author Richard Rothstein has been touring the country to promote a different solution. He's co-authored a new book called Just Action with his daughter Leah Rothstein.
We have an apartheid society today. The reforms to undo it are not only federal. They're very heavily local because local policies reinforce and sustain the segregation that the federal government created.
Though Rothstein does not believe a reparations bill can pass, he does agree with task force recommendations such as down payment assistance on housing, health care, and free tuition to state colleges.
I agree with that completely. But that's not reparations.
What is it?
Well, there's specific programs targeted at small areas, individual areas, where remedy is required. It's the kind, like the kinds of things I was talking about to you. You know, reparations is a sum of money.
Experts such as Rothstein and Professor Carolina Reed, a UC Berkeley professor who specializes in affordable housing and urban policy, have documented how institutional inequalities have continued to widen racial disparities over time. This includes housing discrimination under the GI Bill. Despite the bill's intent to provide low-cost mortgages and other benefits to World War II veterans, the Federal Housing Administration and the Veterans Administration excluded and discriminated against Black folks. This locked many of them into less affluent and under-resourced neighborhoods, excluding them from rapidly developing suburbs that were predominantly white. According to Reed, the effects of this segregation are still evident today.
For example, we know that Black households are still much more likely to be denied a mortgage today. We know that even if they get a mortgage, Black households will pay more for that credit than non-Hispanic white households.
Rothstein is calling for changes in the credit scoring system. Timely rent payments, for example, often do not get considered by credit rating agencies. And this disadvantages Black home buyers in particular. In 2021, Fannie Mae reported that 17% of all households denied mortgages due to inadequate credit would have qualified if rental payments were considered. Rothstein also noted that many local governments and communities with higher numbers of Blacks don't perform annual property reassessments, sometimes waiting up to 5 years or more. Assessments are more frequent in neighborhoods where white residents are the majority, which raises those property values faster. This leads to Black people paying property taxes at rates higher than the actual market value of their homes.
This is a purely local issue. It needs to be addressed at a local level. And the only way to do that is with what we call in the book, a reinvigorated civil rights movement that can demand remedies to this particular disparate impact on African Americans of the property tax assessment system.
And this renewed movement, he believes, would be more realistic than any expectation of reparations.
There are dozens of these specific policies, specific programs that can be addressed.
UC Berkeley professor Carolina Reed has researched the disproportionate impact of predatory lending on communities of color in California and their link to higher foreclosure rates. She says any progress requires a serious commitment from federal and state governments.
Part of, in my mind, a reparations agenda is having the federal government and state governments commit real resources to making those local ideas realities.